TOC scheduling steps. The theory of constraints. TOC scheduling steps for a product or order are illustrated in Exhibit 7-54. Exhibit 7-54. Theory of constraints steps. The steps are as follows. Step 1. Create a network diagram. This is accomplished by combining the data in the bill of material file with a routing file to form a network, or extended tree, diagram for the order being scheduled. This is similar to an operations setback chart. When creating the network diagram, it is important to note any divergent point, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as an operation in a production process in which a single material or component enters and, after processing, can then be routed to a number of different downstream operations. Step 2. Form a product network. This is done by combining the network diagram data with the master production schedule due date and linking the customer orders to the final operation, which in turn links to previous operations and back to raw materials. Step 3. Assess capacity utilization by work center. Next, the product network and resource descriptions are fed into a series of routines that identify bottlenecks. The assessment is carried out by identifying bottleneck centers and the expected load for each resource. Rough cut capacity planning may be used to accomplish this. Step 4. Schedule work center. At this point, the resources are split between bottleneck and non-bottleneck resources. Step 5A. Schedule bottleneck resources. In this step, bottleneck resources and all succeeding operations are scheduled. The bottleneck resource is called the gateway work center. Quality and efficiency improvements should be targeted here. This portion of the network is forward finite loaded. The production coordinator will reduce the available capacity of the gateway work center by any hours of setup time. For example, if the constraint has a capacity of 40 hours in a week, setups take 2 hours, and there will be two setups. The planner subtracts the two 2-hour setups, which leaves 36 hours available. Step 5B. Schedule non-bottleneck resources. Scheduling the bottleneck resources first is an indication that the split between bottleneck and non-bottleneck scheduling highlights where attention needs to be focused first. This portion of the network is not forward finite loaded. The production coordinator calculates the production rate for other work centers. If the number of units to output at a different work center matches the constraint output in units, then the rates can simply be the same, neither higher nor lower. If the bill of material explosion requires multiple parts per unit, these operations will have to factor this in. For example, if a non-constraint work center produces 4 parts for each 1 part produced by the constraint, then this work center will need its rate per unit to be 4 times higher than the constraint. This is a factor of the runtime and the number of units. Calculating schedules for work centers to match the rate of the constraint's production may require use of algebra and solving for variables, but this is not addressed here. Remember, the goal is to determine bottleneck and non-bottleneck resources. If an organization is able to do this, they will know where to focus their continuous improvement efforts.